今天是纪念主复活的日子。
Today is the day that we remember the resurrection of our Lord.
我们今天要用一段大家非常熟悉的经文，再度来回想主耶稣复活的大能。
We want to use a very familiar passage in Scripture to remember again the power of our Lord's resurrection.
这段我们熟悉的经文就讲到耶稣如何使一个人叫做拉撒路复活。
This passage talks about our Lord resurrecting Lazarus.
帮助我们，让我们在这个信息里面，我们得到一个真正活泼的盼望。
And help us through in this message to really have this living hope.
我们今天的经文在约翰福音11:17-27，还有38-44。
And today our scripture comes from John 11, verses 17 through 27, and then verses 38 to 44.
不论你现在是在电视机面前，或者是你在电脑面前看这个节目。
Whether you're in front of your TV or your computer.
因为各位都在家中，也许你们家中还有没有信主的人，他们平常不来聚会的这个时候，求你这个时候你可以邀请他们一同来听这个信息。
And perhaps there are unbelievers in your home who normally do not come to worship. You can invite them now to come and hear this message.
用一个爱心来邀请他们到你的面前。
And use a heart of love to invite them to come.
说我们一起来分享，我们一起来看主耶稣今天要跟我们说的话。
And so let us see and come and see what the Lord Jesus have to tell us today.
我们现在来攻读主的话语。
Let us read.The scriptures together.
如果你在电视机面前或者在电脑面前，我们这一同竖立，请站起来来攻读上帝的话语。
Whether in front of the TV or the computer, please rise as we read God's word.
约翰福音第十一章十七到二十七。
In John 11:17-27,
耶稣到了，就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
When Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路。
Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off.
有好些犹太人来看马大和玛利亚，要为他们的兄弟安慰他们。
Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother.
马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他，玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。
So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house.
马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.
耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
马大说，我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
马大说，主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world.
38-44
Verses 38-44.
耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有一块石头挡着。
Then Jesus deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it.
耶稣说，你们把石头挪开。那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。
Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days.
耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？
Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around that they may believe that you sent me.
说了这话就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来。
When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out.
那死人就出来了。
The man who had died came out.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们的人的一生都面对不同各样不同的苦难。
In our lifetime, we face different kinds of sufferings.
今天我们来分享这个信息的时候，特别有一个重要的意义。
Today, as we come to remember this message, there's an important meaning.
因为我们不是每一个人都同时在苦难当中。
Because not every one of us is together simultaneously in a suffering.
但是今天这个特殊时刻，我们都在同样一个困难里面。
But in these unique circumstances today, we're all in this suffering together.
我们怎么样子面对困难呢？
How do we face this suffering?
我们当然是要靠盼望。
Now, of course, we have to rely on hope.
当我面对一个困难的时候，我们有盼望，我们就可以忍耐。
And when we're in suffering, when we have hope, then we can persevere.
当我们失去那个盼望的时候，我们就要进入一个绝境。
But when we lose that hope, then we will enter into hopelessness.
我们今天面对困难的时候，我们的忍耐能力从哪里来呢？
And today, as we persevere in our suffering, where comes our strength to persevere?
通常第一个我们要看这问题的大小严重性。
And normally, we have to look at how serious is the problem.
这问题如果很严重的话呢，我们就需要更大的耐心。和忍耐性。
Now, if the suffering and the problem is great, and we need greater perseverance and strength.
如果这问题比较小呢，我们可能只要需要不需要那么大的努力来忍耐。
Now, if the problem is relatively smaller, then we don't need such great strength to persevere.
那盼望的还有就是盼望的确据，我们是不是确定？我们是不是确定一定可以得到那样一个结果
？And then we also need assurance of the hope.
还有我们要看我们这一段等待的时间有多久。
And then we also have to see how long is this period of waiting.
Yeah. Okay. 当我们要等待的时间比较长的时候呢，我们自然就需要更大的忍耐心。
If we have to wait for a longer period of time, then we need greater perseverance.
当然在这个整个的过程当中，最重要还有一个重要因素就是你每一个人的个性呢。
And of course, one other important factor in perseverance is each person's character and personality.
你如果的个性里面是比较乐观的，你当然在面对困难的时候你比较容易过。
If you are more optimistic, it's easier for you to persevere.
你如果比较悲观的话呢，你的过程就会比较痛苦一点。
But if you are more pessimistic, then you will have more worries and suffering.
好，我们从这四方面我们来看一下我们面对的问题。
And so from this four sides perspective, we come to see our problem.
如果你是学生的话，你面对最大的问题是什么呢？
If you are a student, what's the greatest problem that you face?
当然是你的学业，还有你要毕业嘛。
Of course, it's your studies because you want to graduate.
那这事情重不重要呢？
Is this important?
那当然，除非你放弃做学生，这个永远是你目前最重要的问题。
Unless you give up and not be a student, this will always be one of your top priorities.
所以在求学的过程当中，你不会放弃的。
So during your studies, you will not give up.
好，那你的忍耐的力量从哪里来呢？
Then where comes your strength of perseverance?
你的盼望的确据在哪里呢？
And where is the assurance of your hope?
你到底是不是你确定你三年、五年以后一定可以毕业呢？
Are you sure that you will be able to graduate after 3 or 5 years?
我相信大部分是的。
I believe so for most part.
这是为什么我们都去求学。
And this is why we go to study.
因为我们有一个指日可待的盼望在那边，我们知道过了三年、五年，我们一定可以拿到。
Because we have a hope that one day we will be able to graduate 3 or 5 years later.
非但我们可以知道我们可以得到那个结果，我们也大概知道我们要等待多少时间。
And not only do we know the result, but we also know roughly how long we have to wait.
你读一个 PhD 现在很辛苦啊。
Now if you study a PhD, it's going to be very difficult.
你为什么会继续忍耐呢？
Why would you continue to persevere?
因为你知道你非但拿到 PhD 不可。
Because you know that you have to get this PhD.
因为你是为这个来读书的嘛。
And for this, you're here studying.
那你要达到那目标，你在系上就告诉你说，你到五年、六年啊，大概这时间，你如果通过这些考试，你就可以拿到 PhD.
And in your course, after 5 to 6 years through this exam, then you would probably get this PhD.
所以你有一个很明确的目标，你也知道大概要等多久。
And so you have a very, very clear aim and goal, and you know how long you're going to wait.
你比较乐观的，你就觉得说日子就很过了很快；比较悲观，你就有时候想说，哎呀，我恐怕五年毕不了业，那就比较痛苦一点。
Now, if you're optimistic, your days pass faster. If you're more pessimistic, you worry about whether you will graduate.
如果你不是学生呢，你就要进入一个移民的阶段，你是不是要申请 身份呢？
Now if you are not a student anymore, you will become an immigrant. Now what kind of status would you have?
当你毕业以后，每一个学生你毕业以后，你是外国人，你不是美国的 citizen， 你就要经过这样一个 process.
And after you've graduated and as a foreigner, you are not a citizen, you have to go through this process.
你有没有一个盼望的确据呢？
Do you have this assurance of your hope?
你是不是确定你的绿卡一定可以拿到呢？
Are you sure that you will you obtain your green card?
当今天这个目标是越来越困难了。
And of course, this goal is becoming muddier and muddier every day.
前面还有好多个 steps 啊。
There are many steps ahead of you.
你要拿这个什么 H1 啊？听说要抽签，很麻烦。
And now you have to get the H1. You have to go to the lottery. It's difficult.
但不管怎么样，你还是继续努力，要忍耐，朝那个方向去嘛。
But no matter what, you persevere and you work towards that goal.
你们为什么会花那么多钱，花那么多时间来等绿卡呢？
Why would you spend so much time and money to wait for your green card?
因为这个不管多困难，你仍然是有一个指日可待的目标在那里。
Because no matter how difficult it is, there is an end to this period of waiting.
而你也知道你要等候的这个身份是非常重要，不然你没有办法在美国工作。
And you know that this status that you're waiting for is very important, otherwise you won't be able to work here.
如果学业跟移民都不是你的问题。
Now if studies and status is not your problem,
健康呢？
How about health?
好，我们今天讲说生一个病哈。
And now if you are sick today,
你如果普通的感冒，你当然就是在家里待几天就过去了。
If it's just a normal cold, you stay at home for a couple days and it's over.
我们今天讲一个比较特殊比较严重的 case.
Now we can talk about some more serious case.
你如果得了癌症呢？
What if you have cancer?
你的盼望从哪里来？
Where comes your hope?
难道要看你得什么样的癌症？
You have to see what kind of cancer do you have.
这就是讲到第一个问题的严重性。
It talks about now the first thing, the severity of the problem.
如果你的癌症，据我所知，今天除非是脑癌或者是肺癌。
Now today, according to my knowledge, unless you have brain or lung cancer,
或者是你这不是复发，是第一次发生
，or that it is the first time that you get cancer, it's not a recurrence.
以目前的科技，医学科技来讲，都是可以治的。
According to today's technology, you will probably be cured.
你如果得的是这个胰腺癌，那基本上就知道说目前没有办法治。
Now, if you have the pancreatic cancer, then you cannot be cured today.
好，你如果得的刚好不是这两种很可怕、没有治的病。你就会进入一个治疗的过程。
Now, if you get this cancer which can be cured, then you will enter into this process of being healed.
这过程很痛苦的。
It's a very, very difficult process.
你没有得过癌症，你不晓得。我是癌症病人的家属，我了解这整个过程。
I know this process because I'm a family member of one who had cancer.
这过程里面是什么？就是一个盼望的问题。
And in this process, there is this question of hope.
你要知道这个是不是可治的。
You have to know whether or not this is curable.
如果这是不可治的，你就要考虑说你要不要经历那么痛苦的一个治疗。
Now, if it's not curable, then you have to ask yourself whether you want to go through the entire process.
如果是可以的话，你就会忍耐。
If it's possible, then you will endure.
然后医生会告诉你说这个疗程有多久。
Then the doctor will tell you how long this period of curing will be.
所以你心里面会有一个预备，说我这个忍耐，我这个程度，我大概要持续多久。
And in your heart, you're mentally prepared to know how long you have to suffer and persevere.
那这就是我们忍耐的那个力量的来源。
And this is where comes the strength of our perseverance.
因为你在想说，经过了这段痛苦日子，我的病会好。
Because throughout this time of suffering, you will have a hope that you will become better.
如果这些都不是你的问题呢？
What if all these are not your problem?
我们讲一个圣经里面一个例子。
And let's talk about one example in the Bible.
圣经里面有一个有趣的人物，他叫做雅各，他后来改名叫以色列。
There's an interesting character by the name of Jacob. He later changed his name to Israel.
他娶太太的这个例子就非常有趣。
And it's a very interesting example when he took his wife.
他喜欢一个女孩子叫拉结。
He loved a girl named Rachel.
结果他跟他这个老丈人就跟他说，你要服侍七年，我才把女儿嫁给你。
And so the father-in-law to be said that you have to serve me 7 years before I give you my daughter.
结果他就给他白白干了七年，然后说女儿要嫁给他。
And so he worked for him 7 years to earn his daughter.
结果七年完了以后，嫁给他的不是拉结，是他的姐姐叫利亚。
7 years later, well, the girl that's been given to him is not Rachel, but Leah, the sister.
跟他老丈人说，怎么搞的？我要拉结，你怎么把利亚嫁给我
？He told his father-in-law, "What have you done? I wanted Rachel, but you've given me Leah."
那你再干七年啊。
And then the father-in-law said, "Well, just work for another 7 years."
所以雅各花了14年的时间娶到了他的太太拉结。
So Jacob spent 14 years to marry his wife Rachel.
圣经里面记载，他 度十四年如一日啊，圣经里面这样说。
And the Bible recorded that he spent this 14 years as one day.
啊，为什么他可以忍耐，他可以那么愉快呢？
Why is it that he is joyful and he can persevere?
因为他有一个指日可待的盼望。
Because he has a hope that is set in front of him.
他不管他怎么样子白干，怎么样辛苦，他每天看到拉杰在那里走来走去的时候，他那一天就非常的快乐。
And no matter how difficult it is in his day, when so long as he sees Rachel, his heart is filled with joy.
就这样14年就过去了。
And in such a way, 14 years have passed.
还好那时候的人活得都很久。
And thank God that they lived really long during those times.
我不晓得现在一个女孩子14年以后是不是还有那么吸引人。
I don't know whether a girl today 14 years later, would she be as attractive?
雅各就这样子过了14年，娶他的太太。
And Jacob spent 14 years in this way and married his wife.
他在这个过程里面，他非常的快乐。
And in this process, he was very joyful.
因为他有一个很明确的目标。
Because he has a very clear goal.
那对他来讲，那是非常非常重要，他一定要得到。
To him, it's very important. He must have it.
我们今天都在面对一个重大的问题，就是 COVID-19 这个新冠状病毒。
And today we face a more serious problem, and it is the pandemic of COVID-19.
那我们忍耐的力量动力在哪里呢？
Now where comes the strength of our perseverance?
现在大家都被关在家里。
Everyone is isolated at home now.
你要关多久呢？
How long will you be there?
万一失业了怎么办呢？
What if you lose your job?
所以我们盼望的确据在哪里？
Where is the assurance of our hope?
我们在等什么呢？
What are we waiting for?
我们在等疫苗，对不对 ？Vaccine.
We're waiting for the vaccine, right?
我们在等药物来治疗这个病嘛。
We're waiting for medications to come and heal this disease.
这 CDC 好像说大概是一年半的时间才会有 vaccine 出来。
And CDC say, well, we'll probably have a vaccine in about 1.5 years.
我昨天问了一个药学的专家，他跟我讲说，通常药会比 vaccine 先出来。
And yesterday I asked a professional, and the person said, well, the medication will probably come first before a vaccine.
那不管怎么样，都是要等一段很长一段时间。
But no matter what, we have to wait a certain period of time.
不是几个礼拜、几个月的事情。
It's not just several weeks or months.
那我们怎么样等呢？
How do we wait?
我们的确据在哪里呢？
Where is our assurance?
当然跟你的个性有关，你是乐观，你就说反正在家里工作也挺不错。
And of course, also your personality. If you're optimistic, you say, well, I can work from home and it doesn't matter.
你失业怎么办？失业没有关系啊，1200块马上就要寄到你家里了。
And so if I lose my job, it doesn't matter. I'll have $1,200 in my account.
所以我们今天看到我们面对问题的时候，我们都在忍耐。
Now, so as we face all this problem, we are persevering.
如果这个问题是非常严重，我们无法放弃的话呢，我们就会不计代价的来忍耐。
Now, if this problem is very important and serious, and we must have it, then we will persevere at all costs.
但是万一那个目标我们达不到呢？
But what if we can achieve that goal?
那我们就走上绝境了。
Then we will walk towards hopelessness.
所以当一个人的希望、盼望消失的时候，那是一个最可怕的时候。
When a person lose hope, it's one of the most pathetic situation.
我们今天来看这段经文，上帝要启示我们什么呢？
And today as we read this scripture, what is God revealing to us?
我们读的这段经文里面，今天讲到一个是最大的难题，最大的问题。
Here as we read this passage, there's this greatest problem that we face.
我们如果能够解决面对这么最大的难题的话，那其他的问题对我们来讲呢，就不是问题了。
If we can solve this greatest problem, then any other problem wouldn't be problems anymore.
刚刚我们读的这段经文是讲到拉撒路的死。
And this passage that we've just read is about the death of Lazarus.
好，没有比死亡这样一个终极问题更严重的问题。
There's no problem that is more grave or serious than the problem of death.
因为我们知道人死不能复生。
Because that we know that people cannot rise back up from the dead.
死亡这件事情就像一个句号，把你的人生就切断了。
And death is like a period that stopped your life.
你不可能说等到一段时间或怎么样子，这个事情可以解决。
You cannot wait to a certain period of time for this problem to be resolved.
死了就死了，就结束了。
If you're dead, you're dead. It's the end.
没有指日可待的解决方案。
And it seems like there is no period of waiting that we can wait for it to be resolved.
这跟你的个性没有关系。
And this has nothing to do with your personality.
不管你是乐观或悲观，死亡这件事情，它那个结果跟你的个性是没有关系，不会改变的。
Whether you're optimistic or pessimistic, it doesn't matter because the consequences of death is the same.
也许在这个过程里面，你的个性会有一些影响。
Perhaps in the process, your personality will have some influence.
但是它的结果的本身 你的个性是没有办法影响。
But the result and the consequences, there's no influence by your personality.
我们刚刚讲了忍耐的这四个方面的元素。
And we have talked about the four factors when it gives us strength to persevere.
有另外一个我没有提。
There's one other that I did not mention.
我们今天要来看。
And today we'll look from it here.
这是什么？这叫做信仰。
What is this? And I say that this is faith.
你如果完全没有信仰的话，你面对困难，你面对问题的时候，你忍耐的能力就是刚刚我说的那四类。
If you do not have faith at all, then the four factors I've mentioned is what you have as you face the suffering.
但是如果你有信仰呢？
But if you have your faith,
你好像多一把钥匙。
You have one extra key.
啊，这我讲了，这只是多一把钥匙。这个钥匙到底是不是有用？那不一定。
And I'm just saying that it's an extra key. Whether or not it's useful, we don't know yet.
啊，但至少你如果有信仰的话呢，你多一把钥匙。来面对困难。
But if you have faith, then you would have at least one extra key to face this suffering.
我们刚刚读的经文讲到马大。
And the passage we read just talked about Martha.
好，马大他刚刚讲了，刚刚我们读的经文十一章二十四节。
And Martha in 11:24, just we have just read.
他的弟弟拉撒路死了，耶稣去看他。
His brother Lazarus died, and Jesus visited her.
耶稣一方面安慰他，一方面提醒他，你的信仰。能不能帮助你现在的问题呢？
On one hand, Jesus comforted her, but also reminded her whether her faith can really help her at this time.
马大一听到复活这两个字，他马上就有标准答案就出来。
And Martha, when she heard resurrection, she has the standard answer.
他说：“我知道，我知道，在末日的时候，他就是指他弟弟一定会复活。”
And she says, I know that he will rise up again in the last day.
这是他信仰给他的一把钥匙。
This is the key that the faith has given to her.
多了这个，他有多一个元素，他可以知道如何来忍耐，如何来面对现在的困难。
And with this, she has one more factor to know how she can deal with the problems in this world.
好，但是信仰到底有没有帮助他呢？
But does faith really help her?
好，到刚刚我们读的经文三十九节。当耶稣到了坟墓面前的时候
，In verse 39, when Jesus came to the tomb,
他耶稣要行一个神迹，叫大家把石头挪开。
And Jesus was about to perform a miracle, and he informed them to remove the stone to roll it away.
这马大说什么呢
？What does Martha say then?
不要不要，那个尸体已经死了四天，臭了，你不要把它拿出来了。
And Martha says, Lord, it's been 4 days. She must stink right now.
我们在这里发现一件很奇妙的事情。
And we find something marvelous over here.
马大的信仰并没有改变他对问题的态度。
Martha's faith did not change her attitude towards the problem.
这是不是我们今天的问题呢
？Is this our problem today?
我们心里面都有标准答案。
All in our hearts, we have the standard answer.
我们面对所有困难的时候，我们根据圣经，我们都有一个标准答案。
When we face all these sufferings according to the Bible, we have the standard answer.
上帝也告诉我们说，这是一个信心的钥匙。
And the Lord has told us that this is the key of our faith.
让我们可以知道如何来面对所有的问题。
So that we know how to face all the problems of this life.
但是我们今天看的这段经文，马大有这把钥匙，但显然这把钥匙并没有帮助他。
And we see clearly that Martha here has this key, but this key didn't help her.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们不是马大，我们今天没有办法去猜为什么马大知道末日复活的信息，但是这个信息并没有帮助他。
We don't know today, we're not Martha, we don't know how to guess, even though she knows the answer, but she doesn't believe and it didn't help her.
但是这个问题是何等重要。
But how important, how great is this question to us?
包括我自己在内，我也常常在这样子自己来思想。
Including for myself, I always think about this question.
圣经的真理，我们不是真理，我们不是都很清楚吗？
Aren't we so clear about the truth in the Bible?
但是那个真理在我们面对问题的时候，有没有真正帮助我们呢？
But this truth, does it really help us when we face suffering?
有没有使我们与那些没有信仰的人在反映问题的时候有所不同呢？
Does it make us different for those who do not have faith when they face similar problems?
马大知道复活的事情。
Martha knew the resurrection.
但是显然他在这个时候跟他旁边所有哀哭的人一样，一点指望都没有。
But she is the same as all those who are mourning with her without any hope.
当神就是上帝的儿子站在他面前的时候，他仍然没有盼望。
When the Son of God, Jesus, stood before her, she does not have any hope still.
我们今天花一点时间来研究这个问题，因为太重要。
This is a very important question, so let's spend some time to think about it.
你听再多的讲道，上再多的主日学，甚至去读神学，不能够帮助你的信心有一点点的增长。
And no matter how many sermons you hear, or even go to Sunday school, or even go to seminary, it can't help you to have growth in this faith.
知识的灌输是很容易的。
It's easy for us to give you knowledge and information.
但是这把钥匙给你的时候，你会不会用，那是另外一回事。
But this key, when it's been given to you, whether you know how to use it, is another matter.
我们今天看到马大的问题代表所有人的问题。
And today we see that Martha's problem represents all our problems.
他明明有上帝的教训，有神的话，但是那个上帝的话，上帝跟他讲复活的事情，对他的处境并没有直接的帮助。
She has the truth from God and the words from God about resurrection, but it didn't help her when she faced death.
我们没有办法知道马大为什么会这样。
We never know why Martha would behave like this.
因为我们不知道马大，我们不是他，我们没有办法去猜他心里在想什么。
Because we are not Martha and we cannot guess what she was thinking at that moment.
但是我们每一个人认识我们自己嘛。
But we know ourselves, right?
我们知道我们自己心里在想什么。
We know what we're thinking in our hearts.
所以我们今天来分析这个问题。
So we are to analyze this question today.
我知道所有上帝的话语，但是这个话语并不能够帮助我面对困难。
I know all the words and truth about God, but it cannot help me to face this problem.
为什么呢？
Why?
耶稣跟马大说：“你信吗？”
And Jesus asked Martha, "Do you believe this?"
我是生命，我是复活，你信这个话吗？
I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this?
我们今天在主日学，在任何时候，我们很容易回答这个问题，说我们信了。
In Sunday school or in any other time, it's easy for us to say yes, we believe.
你受洗的时候，牧师也问你五个问题，你都说 yes 吗？
When you are baptized, the pastor asks you 5 questions, you answered yes.
然后牧师就奉父子圣灵的名给你施洗了。
And then the pastor baptized you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但是我们今天嘴巴说信的时候，我心里在想什么呢？
But when we confess with our mouth and say we believe, what is our heart thinking?
马大的嘴巴在说信的时候，他心里在想什么，我们不可能知道。
And when Martha say, yes, Lord, I believe, what is she thinking in her heart? We don't know.
但是当我们嘴巴说信的时候，我们心里在想什么，我们可能知道。
But when we do that and we say we believe, what we perhaps might know what we're thinking in our heart.
为什么我们知道的那个盼望不能够帮助我现在呢？
And why is it that the hope that we know cannot help us now?
我的内心深处真正有那样跟我嘴巴说出来一致的韧性吗？
Do we really have the conviction in our deep in our heart as the confession in our mouth?
这是每一个人自己可以去检查的。
And this is something that we can investigate for ourselves.
你想你上一次说信是什么时候？
And ask yourself, when's the last time you confess your faith?
很多时候可能就是你受洗那个时候啊。
Perhaps it's the time when you were baptized.
你甚至你都忘记你什么时候讲过这样的话。
And perhaps you have forgotten when's the last time you said such words.
当今天提醒说你相不相信复活？我相信每个弟兄姐妹都会说我信的。
And today, if I ask you, do you believe in resurrection? I believe most brothers and sisters would say yes.
但我今天会不会很恐慌呢？
But do I feel the fear today?
我今天安全感哪里来呢？
Where is my sense of security today?
你冰箱里面满满的时候，你很安全，是不是？
It's very secure for you to have a full fridge.
你家里面有一大堆口罩，你觉得你很安全，是不是？
And if you have a lot of masks at home, you feel very safe, right?
但是当那些没有的时候呢？
But what if you don't have them?
你有没有恐慌呢？
Are you fearful?
你出去买东西的时候，什么都买不到的时候。
When you go out and buy and there's nothing for you to buy.
你会恐慌吗？
Do you feel fearful?
如果会的时候，你就要想这个问题。
If yes, then you have to think about this problem.
为什么上帝给我们的话没有办法帮助我们？
Why is it that the word that God has given to us cannot help us?
我们今天很容易在问自己一个问题，我今天的反应跟没有信仰的人是不是一样的？
And we can ask ourselves this question, is our response the same as the unbelievers?
如果是一样的话，表示说你有这把钥匙，但是你不会用。
If it's the same, means that you have the key, but you don't know how to use it.
这第一个方法，我们要去思考，当我嘴巴说的，我心里面是不是也这样认为
？So the first question is, when we confess in our mouth, do we have the same conviction in our heart?
我们每一个人，我们可以去仔细去思考，我们可以发现。
And all of us can go and examine it ourselves, and we can realize it.
好，马大相信的复活是什么复活呢
？And what is this resurrection that Martha believed in?
马大心中的上帝、神的儿子、弥赛亚是怎么样一个理解呢
？And what kind of understanding does she have towards Messiah?
一样，我们不是马大，我们没有办法分析他。
In the same way, we're not Martha, we cannot analyze her.
但我们今天可以分析我们自己啊。
But we can analyze ourselves today.
我们对上帝的认识是哪一种？
And what kind of understanding do we have towards God?
我们心里面想的复活是怎么样子的复活？
What kind of resurrection are we believing in our hearts?
好，我们先来看马大的盼望。
Let's look at the hope of Martha.
好，你注意看，我们刚刚读的经文啊。
And just now, the passage that we read,
马大说，我知道在末日的时候他必复活。
Martha said, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
好，接着耶稣就跟他讲了一些话。
And then Jesus talked to her.
在这一段的结束的时候，马大又说，他说，我知道你是上帝的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
At the end, she confessed again, I know that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world.
有没有复活呢?
Is there resurrection?
你信不信呢?
Do you believe?
我信。
I do.
什么时候呢?在末日的时候。
When? On the last day.
很远很远,在末日的时候。
Very far ahead on the last day.
就是你要再来的那个时候。
It's the day when you are coming again.
马大的盼望是在未来。
And her hope was in the future.
这不是废话吗？盼望当然是在未来啊。
No, of course, your hope is in the future, right?
我盼望就是为以后的事情嘛，以后的事情就还没有发生嘛。
You're of course hoping for things that have not occurred yet.
这盼望不在将来，那会在什么时候？
If our hope is not in the future, then where is it then?
这个盼望如果不在未来的话，这就不叫盼望。
If the hope is not in the future, then it's not hope.
好像没有什么不对哦。
It seems that there's nothing wrong.
你有一个盼望。那个未来那个盼望，对吧？然后帮助你现在面对问题。对吧
you have this hope in the future that helps you to face the problems today.
我们今天讲说马大他未来盼望没有办法帮助解决他现在的问题。
And we say that the hope, the future hope of Martha cannot solve a problem today.
我们看一下这段话里面上帝要跟我们说什么呢
？And let's look at this passage and see what God wants to tell us.
你看耶稣说什么？
You see what Jesus tells her.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我生命，就是复我是复活，我是生命。
”And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life."
然后耶稣说，人虽死了也会复活。
He says, "Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live."
然后说，活着信我的人永远不死。
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
然后问他，你相信吗
？And then he asked her, "Do you believe this?"
你发现耶稣在说什么
？Have you realized what Jesus is saying?
耶稣全部用的是现在式啊。
And Jesus is using present tense.
哎，这很奇怪。
It's very intriguing.
当我们在讲盼望的时候，马大一直讲未来，未来，未来。耶稣一直讲说现在，现在，现在。
And when Martha was talking about hope, she's talking about the future, but Jesus is talking about now.
好，在这里我们可以找到一点点那个关键，上帝要给我们启示是什么
？And here we can find this link about what God is revealing to us.
盼望是未来的，没错。
Hope is in the future. That's right.
但是现在呢
？But what about now?
现在是不是就没有盼望了呢
？Is there no hope now?
显然马大在这里出现了一个问题，就是未来跟现在的问题。
And here Martha faced the problem about the future and the present.
我在未来有一个很清楚的目标，有一个很清楚的盼望。
In the future, I have a very clear goal and hope.
但是从现在到未来这段距离，我们刚刚讲会影响到你忍耐的能力的。
But from now until future, there's a period where it will affect how much perseverance you have.
这段时间你要等多久呢
？And how long are you going to wait during this period?
这段时间你能做什么呢
？What can you do during this period of time?
你是不是从现在到那个明确的那个盼望中间，你除了等以外，你什么都不能做呢
？Does it mean that from now until the point where your hope is realized, you cannot do anything other than wait?
这个牵涉到什么呢
？What does this involve then？
这牵涉到圣经里面对末世的解释。
This involves the idea of the end times in the Bible。
末世论里面就解释到，它除了讲将来要发生的事，还解释从现在到那段时间的过程。
And in the theology of the last day, it talks about not just the last day, but also from now until the last day。
圣经里面对末世论几千年来到现在。在神学家面前没有真正的定论。
And eschatology, the study of the last things, for the several millennia now, there's no really, really very solid conclusion from all the theologians.
没有任何一个宗派教会把末世论当作基本真理的。
And no denomination would say that their eschatology is the basic truth.
所有末世论的神学专家，他们在开始的时候都会讲说，我的说法是我个人的意思。
And most theologians will say, "Well, this theology would be my opinion on the matter of eschatology."
他也会说说这种说法你不同意的话，我们仍然是弟兄姐妹。
And they said, "If you do not agree that with this theology, then we are still brothers and sisters."
为什么这样说？因为今天在末世论，所有的人的解释是有分歧，是不一样的。
Because many will have different interpretations on this eschatology.
我不能说我对末世的解释是对的，你的解释是错的，没有人敢这样说的。
And nobody would dare to say, "Well, mine is the right doctrine and yours." It's the false doctrine in eschatology.
你受洗的时候，牧师问的那五个问题，不会问你说你末世论的观点是什么。
When you're baptized and the five questions the pastor asks you will not involve eschatology.
因为那不是基本真理。
Because that's not the most essential truth of Christian faith.
但是末世论不重要吗
？But is it not important?
非常重要。
It's important.
因为末世论虽然它不是今天有很多不同的解释，但是你持取的态度会影响到你现在到未来的态度。
Because there's even though there are many interpretations today, but your attitude towards it will help will determine how you see the future and hope.
你持了不同末世论的观点，会影响你现在面对 困难的方式。
Your different eschatology will affect how you face different your sufferings today.
我们今天花一点点时间来看啊。
So today we'll spend several minutes just to look at this.
当然，我们大部分弟兄姐妹，如果你不是出生在长老教会的里面的话，你通常看到的是这种说法。
And now, most brothers and sisters, if you are not raised up in the Presbyterian Church, most likely you will see this kind of explanation.
各位在电视机面前或者是在电脑面前，你可以看到这个图，看得很清楚。
And you can see this chart in front of your TV or your computer.
这我们如果说不是在长老教会受洗，或者是在这里长大的，我们基本上这个叫做前千禧年。
If you're not raised in the Presbyterian Church, most likely you will hold on to this pre-millennial view.
我们怎么样解释从现在到未来要发生的事情呢
？How can we explain the things that happens now until eternity?
这是今天最大部分的教会都是持这种看法。
And most churches and evangelical churches today will hold this view.
耶稣基督死而复活。
And Jesus Christ dead and risen.
然后呢，我们要有大灾难。
And then we have the tribulation.
然后主耶稣会再来。
And then Jesus will come again.
他来以后呢，会实现一个预言，在地上作王一千年。
And he will fulfill a prophecy when he comes to be king on earth for 1,000 years.
然后就是白色大宝座的审判，来决定每一个人最终的去处。
And then you have the last judgment on the great white throne to determine where you are eternally.
我相信今天大部分的80%以上的教会都是这样子说。
I think most 80% of the churches today will think in this way.
事实上，第二个图呢，跟第一个图很像的。
The second chart is similar to the first one.
事实上，今天更多的教会最 popular 的是第二种，我们看这个图。
The more popular one actually is chart number two.
这一样是主耶稣复活、大灾难、千禧年，然后审判。
It's the same that Jesus Christ has come, and then you have the tribulation, and then you have the millennium.
但唯一一个不同的地方就是主耶稣再来有两次。
And the difference is that Jesus Christ came twice.
多来一次在什么时候呢
？And when did he come one more extra time？
在大灾难之前，耶稣会先来一次。
And before the tribulation, Jesus will come first.
来做什么呢
？What does he do？
不是来审判。
It's not to judge.
他来把教会接走。
He's here to rapture the church.
他把教会提走，我们讲说叫被提，就是说你如果是真信徒，在这个时候，耶稣第一次再来的时候，会把你接走。
And so the first time that Jesus comes, if you are a true believer, and this you will be raptured by Christ.
所以你就不会经过大灾难。
And so you will not enter into the great tribulation.
那万一第一次没有被接呢
？What if you were not raptured away on the first time?
这个叫做被撇下，英文叫做 left behind。
That means you're left behind.
我们讲到 left behind， 大家都知道了。
Now, if we talk about left behind, you know.
我们看到了所有的福音的电影，讲到末世论，都是按照这个图来拍的。
And most eschatological film is filmed after this chart of being left behind.
对不对？早上一醒起来的时候，怎么搞的？我太太不见了。
And when you wake up, oh, your wife is gone. It's been raptured.
跑到外面的时候，发现，他邻居怎么不见了？除草机还在地上。
And when you go out there, the lawnmower is still there, but the neighbor's gone.
哇，然后大灾难就来了。
And then the great tribulation comes upon.
然后他就后悔。
And then they regret.
因为他被撇下了
，because he was left behind。
这就是第二个图。
This is the second chart。
为什么会这么 popular 呢
？Why is it so popular？
因为可能是因为这电影吧。
Because it's the film industry。
那当然还有一个其他的原因。
But of course there are other reasons as well。
我们等一下会说。
We'll discuss it later。
好，那我们再来看，这第三种第三种跟第四种是一样的，我讲这一种就可以了。
And then we'll talk about the third and the fourth, which is similar.
这个叫做无千禧年，或者是 symbolic, 就是说是预表。
And here we have the symbolic millennium or the amillennialism.
你看那个图，你就知道这很简单。
And if you look at the chart, it's very simple.
它讲什么呢
？What does it talk about?
耶稣基督死而复活。
And Jesus Christ died and risen.
然后呢，就进入了千年的国度。
And then we're now in the millennium.
这个一千年不是指实际上的一千年，是指一段时间，不晓得多久。
It's not a literal millennium, but we don't know how long this period will be.
然后就是大灾难了。
And then there will be great tribulation.
然后主再来。
And then the Lord will come again.
然后审判。
And then there will be judgment.
很简单。
Very simple.
为什么这样说呢
？Why do we say this?
因为主耶稣死而复活的时候，耶稣说：“天上地下一切权柄都赐给我了。”
Now, because when Jesus is risen again, he says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me."
所以他带来一个千年的国度。
He has brought this millennium kingdom.
主耶稣基督掌权。
And Jesus Christ reigns.
现在就是主耶稣基督掌权的时候。
And this is the time that Christ reigns.
在这一段时间里面，所有他的信徒也是一样在神的保守里面。
And in this time, all his believers are being preserved by the Lord.
没有所谓的被提。
And there's no the so-called rapture.
也没有所谓的两次主耶稣再来，耶稣只会再来一次。
And there's no two comings of Christ, but only one.
这个是改革中，也就是我们长老教会所持有的态度。
And this is what we have as the Presbyterian Reformed Church.
你如果比较这两种好了，虽然有三个图，但你如果比较这两种的末世观点，你发现一件事情。
If you compare these two charts, even though there's three views, if you compare these two views altogether, you realize something.
我们不需要经历圣经的辩论。
We don't have to go through the strugglings and the interpretation of the Bible.
神学家几百年来一直在讨论这个问题。
And theologians have been discussing about this for centuries.
今天没有定论是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean for today for us not to have a conclusion?
因为每一边都有道理。
And because both have their ways.
请记得不是解经的问题。
Please remember, this is not just about interpretation.
这不是对错的问题。
It's not just about right and wrong.
圣经里面都可以看出这几种说法，它支持它的地方。
And you can see from here several parts in the parts of the Bible where they support each other.
你说哪一种是对的呢？
Then you ask which one is the right one.
几千年来，神学家已经不能解决这问题。我希望我们不要浪费时间。
And many theologians over the millennia they couldn't solve this problem. Let us not waste our time on it.
但是今天我们要看的是。我们要知道说不同的末世论带给基督徒有什么不同的影响。
But we have to see what kind of different eschatology and what kind of difference does it bring to the believers today.
既然都是符合圣经的，我们为什么不从另外一个角度来看呢？
Now if we think that they are all according to the Bible, why don't we see it from another perspective?
这两种不同的说法最大的差别在哪里呢？
What is the biggest difference between these two views?
最大的差别是现在是什么时候？
And the biggest difference is what is this time right now?
改革中的长老会认为现在就是上帝掌权的千禧年时代。
And the Reformed churches believe that right now is the period of the reign of Christ in his millennium.
其他传统大部分的前千禧年认为主耶稣基督掌权是以后的事情。
And most evangelical church believe that Christ will reign on earth in the future.
所以你可以看到说这个差别事实上是决定于你现在对这个世界的看法和态度。
And therefore, it determines how you view this world today.
中国教会在最早期的时候，一般来讲就是二十世纪初到二十世纪中这段时间，中国教会崛起。
And so, in the Chinese churches, especially in the earlier part of the 20th century,
那之后那一批属灵长辈建立的教会，他们的门徒到了香港，到了台湾，以至于今天遍布全世界的华人教会。
And then all the Chinese churches that come from all the spiritual leaders go to Taiwan and Hong Kong to the rest of the world.
当福音传进中国，大家记得1900年到1950年是中国什么时代？
And when the Bible went into China in 1900 to 1950, do you remember what time it is in China?
那个时候中国是久经战乱之后的时代。
And it's a time during the war after.
非常非常的辛苦。
It's all kinds of difficulties.
你想想看，鸦片战争，八国联军那个刚刚打完。
And they just finished the Opium War.
然后民国开始。
And then the Ming Dynasty began.
然后又有日本的侵略，然后有这个国民党跟共产党的内战。
And then there's the internal struggle between the KMT and the CCP, and then the Japanese army invaded.
中国教会是在这样一个患难当中崛起的。
And the Chinese churches rose up during this time of suffering and persecution.
福音在那个时候传进来。
And the gospel came to them at that time.
因为八国联军之后五口通商的缘故。港口被打开，宣教士可以自由进出。
And because the trade now is now open, the missionaries can go in after the war.
那各样不同的学说就进入中国。
And all kinds of interpretation went into China.
当然包括末世论的解释了。
Now of course it includes eschatology.
好，我们现在仔细想一想，这两种说法哪一种在当时比较容易被接受呢？
Now if you think about it, which one of these views would be easily accepted during that time?
你要知道啊，福音传进来的时候，那个时候我们的属灵长辈，第一批的属灵长辈。还有那时候所有的信徒，他们面对的中国是什么样一个中国
？You have to know the spiritual leaders and what they were feeling and experiencing during their time in China.
是一个久经战乱之后刚刚要起来民不聊生的时代。
It is a time where there's just over the war and people are in a chaos.
大家都是在一个非常困难的环境里面。
They are in very difficult situation, all of them.
好，两种末世论进来。
And two eschatology came in.
一个告诉你说，现在就是主耶稣掌权。千禧年的时代。
And now one tells you that now is the millennium that Christ is reigning.
大家看一看，四面到处都是死人，有谁要相信啊？
And when you look around, there's all dead people everywhere. Who would believe that?
神掌权在哪里啊？
God is reigning where?
死这么多人。
There's so many people who died.
我今天一样苦。
And I'm still suffering.
上帝在哪里？他帮我什么？
Where is God and what is he helping me with?
好，这个这 这个叫做五千禧年的末世论，在那个时候传进很难接受的。
So when amillennialism come in, it's really difficult for them to receive it.
前千禧年就不一样了。
But what about this premillennial?
前千禧年告诉我们说，主耶稣再来的时候会把一切问题解决。
And it tells us that when Jesus Christ come again, it will solve all our problems.
所以你现在看到周围都是死人吗？
So you see all the dead people around you?
没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
因为主耶稣将来会来解决这个问题。
Because Jesus Christ will come to solve all the problems in the future.
那现在呢？现在怎么办？现在呢？现在呢？
What about now? What about now then?
忍耐到底就必得救。
And you persevere to the end and you'll be saved.
你如果很清楚知道将来主耶稣再来的时候要更换所有的天地，你有那个明确的盼望，目前再困苦你都可以咬着牙可以过去。
Now if you know that in the future Jesus Christ will come again, then you will have all kinds of strength to endure during now.
前千禧年的末世论在那个时候用这种角度来进入中国的时候被大部分的信徒所接受。
So most believers will believe and accept that, that attitude when this premillennial view came in.
因为符合民情当时。
Because it really go according to what they're experiencing.
而且当基督徒真正相信主耶稣再来，很清楚知道那目标的时候，的确给人有一个无限的力量面对现在的一些苦难。
And it's truly that when we have this clear hope that Jesus Christ will come again, we will have this strong faith, strong endurance and perseverance.
这是我们第一批教会第一批属灵长辈他们所做的决定。
And this is the first batch of spiritual leaders and the decisions that they have made.
今天遍布世界各地的华人教会都是这些属灵长辈和教会之后所结的果子。
And so most Chinese churches today are the fruits of the spiritual leaders from China.
为什么我们大部分以前如果你以前在别的教会信主，为什么你持的都是前千禧年的态度呢？
And this is also why most of you, if you've believed in other churches, you would have a premillennial view.
你要知道今天我们中国教会有一个这样一个历史的背景。
You have to know that in our Chinese churches, there's such a history.
因为在当时传进来的时候，就是前千禧年的这个末世论在当时被大部分的信徒所接受。
Because this view that came in, this premillennial view, was really accepted and welcomed by most believers during that time.
那加上近年来这个好福音电影也是大量在鼓吹这样说法。
And of course nowadays all the film about eschatology is also propagating this view.
好，那我们来看一下我们今天长老教会或者是改革中所持有的态度。
But today let us look at what these Reformed churches and Presbyterian what we hold on to.
圣经里面怎么说呢？
What does the Bible say?
在以弗所书二章第五节到第六节说，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And in Ephesians 2:5-6 it says that when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, he called us to rise up again and be resurrected and live with Christ, and he will call us to revive again and to reign with Christ on heaven.
这里你注意一件事情，是我们死在死亡过犯当中，他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And here it says we were dead in our trespasses and sin, but he has made us alive again in Christ.
这里讲到的活是什么活呢？
What is this alive here?
这里讲的是在灵里面，死在死亡过犯当中，在灵里面，上帝使我们的灵魂在他里面被接受，在他里面被重生。
Here we are talking about our spirit being made alive in Christ Jesus and that we have been revived by him.
这里我们讲的是重生。
Here we're talking about regeneration.
当我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻的时候，圣灵重生我们。
When we believed in Christ, the Spirit regenerated us.
重生跟复活有什么关系呢？
And what is this regeneration has to do with resurrection?
你注意看，重生是再生一次，复活是再活一次。
Regenerations mean you are regenerated. Resurrected means you come alive again.
不管怎么样，中间有一个东西，有一个过程。
And no matter what, there is a process in between.
你怎么样会再生一次呢？
How can you be born again?
你不可能有两个生命。
You can't have two lives.
中间一定经过一个死亡嘛。
And there is a death in between.
因为你为什么会再生？因为你死过一次，然后再生嘛。
Because you're dead once and then you are regenerated again.
什么叫复活呢？
What is resurrection?
复活是再活一次。
That means it's to live again.
你不能同时有两个活法。
You cannot have two kinds of living together.
一样的，复活的为什么会复活？因为中间一个死亡嘛。
Because there is a death in between.
重生跟复活本来就是同样一件事情。
And so regeneration resurrection is the same thing then.
一个是从生的角度来看，一个从活的角度来看。
One is from the idea of physical or body, the other one from spiritual.
所以我们这边可以看到说，圣经里面告诉我们说，我们基督使我们的灵魂苏醒的时候， 我们在圣灵里面被重生，那是头一次的复活。
And so this Bible tells us that when we are regenerated in spirit in Christ, that this is our first resurrection.
所以我们改革中是认为说第一次的复活就是我们重生的时候。
And so we believe that in the first resurrection, that's where we are regenerated.
当我们重生的时候，因为这个时候耶稣基督已经掌权了。
Because when we are regenerated during this time, Jesus Christ already reigns.
圣灵的印记在我们信主的那一刻打在我们每一个人身上。
And the sign and the seal of the Holy Spirit has been given to us when we believe in Christ.
那个印记是什么呢？
What is that sign?
那是做王的印记啊。
That's the sign as being a king.
虽然我们没有真正的做王，但是上帝已经把王的权柄赐给他的儿女了。
Even though we are not truly king yet, but he has given us the privilege of being a king to his children.
这里讲到说，我们被重生的时候是一同复活。
And so here, when we are regenerated, we are resurrected.
一同坐在天上。
Made alive and reign together with Christ.
注意看这一同坐在天上。
And to made alive and to be seated with him.
你看启示录里面二十章也出现这个同样的字。
And in Resurrection 20, you see the same phrase.
第一次讲到头一次复活。然后与基督一同作王。
And here it talks about the first resurrection and reigning with Christ together.
这两段经文你把它叠在一起看的话，你就看到这个图，就是这样解释。
If you put these two sections together, you will see the explanation in this chart.
我刚刚说过，不是解经的问题。
And I've said this is not just a problem of interpretation.
每一种说法它都有足够的经文来支持它的论点。
And each view would have enough scripture to come and explain itself.
我们今天面对不同解释的时候，你要做一个 choice， 你要做一个选择。
So today, when we face this different interpretation, you have to make a choice.
请我一直在讲，不是解经的问题。
And I've emphasized again that this is not just interpretation.
而是你看到这些经文的时候，你在上帝面前有一个任性说，我要持怎么样一个态度。
It's when you see this, when you see these verses, and in before God, you have to make a conviction to say which one should I choose.
没有任何一个人能够说服你接受他的说法。
And no one can persuade you to accept his view.
但是你自己要在内心深处去做一个决定。
But you have to make a decision in your heart.
因为这个决定会决定你现在怎么样子困难。面对问题，决定你现在怎么样子看你周围的世界。
Because this decision will determine how you look at the problems and the situations around you.
你的盼望如果是在未来的话，你看现在的世界，你除了忍耐以外，你没有别的方法。
Now, if your hope is in the future, then other than persevering and enduring during now, then you don't have any other things to do.
你如果相信五千禧年的末世论的话，上帝告诉我们说，未来的盼望的确在那里，但是那个盼望源自于现在。
In amillennial view, yes, we believe that there's future, there's a hope as well, but this hope starts even now.
所以这两种说法最大的差别在哪里呢？
So where's the biggest difference between these two?
前千禧年就是我们传统的那种说法，讲到复活的盼望，主再来，这都是未来的事情。
In the premillennial view, all the hope of resurrection is all in the future.
改革中认为说，复活的盼望的确是在未来，但是那个盼望不从现在到未来，是从现在开始。
And by the reform view, yes, we know that it's in the future, but now it starts even now. In
为什么呢？因为主耶稣基督已经复活，他已经作王。
Because Jesus Christ is risen and he is king.
有明显的经文告诉我们说，我们与基督一同坐在天上。
And there's clear verses in scripture telling us that we're reigning with him together.
前千禧年我们刚刚说了，在苦难中他有优势，他比较容易被接受。
And in the premillennial view, it's easier to accept during the times of suffering.
同样的，你今天看到这个疫情肆虐的时候，看到没有办法控制的时候，你要讲前千禧年也是可以的。
And today, if you look at the pandemic and you want to explain it in the premillennial view, you can do that.
你可以告诉说主耶稣再来的时候会带来盼望。
And you say when Jesus Christ comes again, he will bring hope.
但这个盼望要足够的强才可以让你面对现在的问题。
And this hope has to be strong for you to face the problems now.
因为这种解释没有告诉你说从现在到未来还有你该做什么。
Because it doesn't explain to you what you ought to do from now even until into the future.
除了忍耐等候，除了忍耐到底以外，你没有办法做什么。
Other than enduring and persevering to the end, you don't have much to do.
因为盼望在未来。
Because the hope is in the future.
主耶稣会不会现在解决问题呢？
Can Jesus solve the problem now?
多半不会。
Most likely not.
因为他再来的时候要解决所有的问题。
Because when he comes again, he will solve all the problems.
现在是操练信心的时候。
Now is when you exercise your faith.
我们今天要讲说，我们如果相信主耶稣基督已经掌权，现在已经千年国度开始的话，我们需要更大的信心的。
Now, if we really have to believe that Jesus Christ is reigning now, we need a greater faith.
因为你必须要圣灵充满你的时候，你才能够把你眼睛所看到的东西暂时的摆下。
Because it's only when you're filled with the Spirit that you can let go of your sight and what you're seeing around you.
不然你总是想说， 主耶稣已经掌权了，但是我没有看出来啊，我看不到，我看不到啊。
But otherwise you will say, well, if Jesus Christ reigns, I can't see it now.
这是我们看圣经。
This is what we see from the Bible.
改革中讲唯独圣经，就是说我们看圣经。
And when we say sola scriptura, that means we only come to the Bible.
圣经里面白纸黑字怎么说，我就怎么信。
And how does it say here, black and white? That's how we believe it.
我不管我眼睛看到什么。
I don't care about what my eyes are seeing.
主耶稣已经掌权了。
Jesus Christ is reigning.
为什么还死这么多人？
Why is it that so many people die?
I don't care. 我相信主耶稣基督掌权。
I don't care. I don't know, but I know that He's reigning.
我不知道为什么死这么多人。
I don't know why there's so many who die.
我不需要去解释。
I don't have to go and explain.
圣经说主耶稣掌权，我相信他。
But the Bible says that Jesus Christ reigns, and I believe it.
我可不可以继续祷告
？Can I continue to pray?
我可以继续祷告。
Yes.
因为根据圣经，我知道主耶稣掌权，他现在会帮助我们，他是我们患难中随时的帮助。我现在可以求。
And I know that He is my help in an ever-present need, and He can help us now.
我知道我们的终极盼望在未来，但是我们现在有很多事情要做。
We know that we have the ultimate hope in the future, but we have many things to do now.
彼得前书一章三节说，借着主耶稣死里复活重生我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
In 1 Peter 1:3, that through Jesus Christ you have regenerated us, that we have a living hope.
活泼的盼望是讲到从现在你重生的时候开始的。
And this living hope starts now, even from regeneration.
我们有一个盼望在未来，就像马大一样。
We have this hope, yes, like Martha in the future.
但那个盼望如果不是活泼的盼望，不会解决你现在的恐慌的。
But if that hope is not living, it will not solve your fear now.
你要有一个很实际的认识，知道那是主耶稣将来一定要做的事。
You must have this real experience to know that is what He's going to do in the future.
除此以外，从现在到那一个点，那个过程里面，主耶稣也是与我们同在的。
And from this point until forever in the future, Jesus Christ is with us.
圣经不是这样说吗？
Does not the Bible say this?
说我行过死荫幽谷的时候，主耶稣是陪伴我们的。
When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, our Lord is with us.
主耶稣不是在死荫幽谷的那个结束那一端等你说啊，赶快赶快忍耐到底，你过来，我在这里。
He's not waiting at the end of the valley of the shadow of death and asking you to be faster.
他说我的杖我的竿，你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
And He says that my rod and my staff, they will comfort you.
这个过程主耶稣在的。
And in this process, Jesus Christ is there.
但是这跟你持守的末世论的态度有关系。
But this involves your attitude about eschatology.
你如果真正强调耶稣基督现在掌权，你现在就已经有王的实际的时候，你的祷告是不一样的。
Now, when you really believe that you are king even now and Jesus Christ reigns, then your prayer will be different.
我们相信主耶稣现在掌权。
We believe that Jesus Christ reigns now.
我们相信我们已经经历了头一次的复活。
We believe that we have experienced the first resurrection.
面对这段时间，我们除了忍耐到底以外，我还相信神掌权，上帝在护卫他的儿女。
And other than just enduring and persevering, we believe that God is protecting and keeping His children even now.
我们现在不只是等待等候问题解决。
And we're not just waiting for the problems to be resolved now.
而是我们相信上帝与我们同在，是以马内利这一位耶稣。
But we believe that our Lord is with us and is the Lord Emmanuel with us now.
终极的盼望是在未来。
The ultimate hope is in the future.
但是这一段时间，你持续不同的末世论态度，会帮助你来经历上帝与你同行。
But during this period, according to our eschatology, will help us to see how we are working together with the Lord.
在未来，在启示录里面讲到那个时候，我们都要见证他的荣耀。
And in the future, in Revelation, we see that we will testify to his glory.
那个时候一切都成就了，我们都要在那里来见证。
And at that time, all things will be fulfilled, and we will be there to bear testimony.
但是除了那个未来，我们现在要做什么？
But other than that future, what are we supposed to do now?
我们现在要见证吗？
Do we have to bear testimony now?
上帝告诉我们，现在主耶稣掌权，我们现在也与基督一同作王，所以我们不仅是要见证未来，我们还要见证现在。
And so the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ reigns now. We're not just testifying in the future, but now we testify now.
我们不是等到问题解决以后才出来做见证。
We're not waiting for the problems to be resolved, then we bear testimony.
我们是在过程当中，我们用过程来做见证。
And even in the process, we're bearing testimony to Him.
在这个过程里面，我们看到上帝怎么样陪伴我们，一步一步走过死荫幽谷。
In the process, we see how the Lord is with us as we go through the valley of the shadow of death.
这是叫做活泼的盼望。
This is called the living hope.
主耶稣今天告诉我们。
Today Jesus Christ tells us.
你信吗？
Do you believe this?
你相信耶稣基督现在可以帮助你吗？
Do you believe that Jesus Christ can help you today?
今天我们讲到很多盼望的问题。
Today we talk about many questions of hope.
但这一切有一个始点，就是你要接受耶稣基督。
But all this, there is a starting point, that is, you have to believe in Christ.
当然，在今天这个时代，我们继续在传福音。
Of course, in this time, we continue to preach the gospel.
人永远是只有两种反应。
And there's always only two responses from men.
有人可以像约伯一样，经历了困难以后，他就真正的认识上帝。
And many will be like Job, that after suffering, he really come to know God.
有人就会像法老一样，经历了实在的困难以后，他心越来越硬。
And some are like Pharaoh, that as they go through the 10 plagues and suffering, his heart was hardened.
我希望今天所有听到这边信息的人，学约伯，不要学法老。
I hope that all of you who have heard this message would be like Job and not like Pharaoh.
主耶稣在这时候提供我们一个真正的盼望。
Jesus here is giving us this hope now.
就是他从死里复活带给我们的盼望。
That is the hope that he has given to us when he is risen from the dead.
我希望这是我们回应他的一个时刻。
I hope that this is a time for us to respond to him.
问题没有解决。
Even though the problems are not resolved,
在过程当中，我们一同来经历上帝的同在。
But in the process, we come to experience His presence.
以马内利的同在。
And His presence of Emmanuel.
主耶稣一直在讲现在，现在，现在。
And the Lord is continually saying now, now.
我们不要学马大一直讲未来，未来。
And let us not be like Martha and talk about the future all the time.
耶稣说：“信我的人就永远不死，你信吗？”
And Jesus says, "Those who believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live." Do you believe?
让我们一同有一个活泼的盼望。
Let us have this living hope.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
在这样一个困难的时代当中
，In these difficult times,
我们求你亲自来对我们每一个人说话。
We pray that you will speak to us individually.
我们成为你儿女的，我们这时候在你面前要悔改。
Those who are your children, we come before you to repent.
我们有主的话，我们一样恐慌。
We have your word, yet we are still fearful.
我们为这样子，我们一个不一致的行为来悔改。
And for this inconsistent action, we repent.
求主的圣灵来光照我们。
May your Holy Spirit illuminate us.
让我们可以看到说我们里面的问题到底是什么。
That we can really see what's the problem that's inside of us.
我们是对你的认识有问题吗？
Is it that we have a faulty knowledge of you?
我们是对复活的盼望有问题吗？
Is it that we have the faulty knowledge of the living hope?
还是我们觉得从现在到你再来那段时间，我们要持续什么样态度有问题呢？
Or is it we have the faulty attitude of how we're going to wait for you as you come?
主，你明明白白地告诉我们说你要陪伴我们。
And oh Lord, you have told us clearly that you will be present with us.
圣经里面应许说你是我们的避难所，是我们患难中随时的帮助。
And the Bible tells us that you are our refuge, you are our ever-present need.
当我们真是在你面前的时候，
When we come before you,
我们每一个神的儿女，我们在你面前悔改。
And all the children of God come to repent.
就帮助我们，让我们在这过程当中做见证。
Help us in this process to bear testimony.
见证上帝的大能的确是复辟我们。
And to testify that the power of the resurrection indeed protects us.
让我们心中的活泼的盼望能够影响我们周围的人。
That our living hope in our hearts can really influence those around us.
我们当中如果还有没有相信你的。
If those around us who are not believers,
不管你现在在哪里，
no matter where you are right now,
不管你是现在就在收看这个，或者是你之后回放的时候收看，
whether or not you're live streaming it now or you're watching a replay,
当你在看的时候，我们相信上帝是给你一个机会的。
When you are watching, we believe that God is giving you an opportunity.
赶快开始吧。
Quickly start.
开始是从重生开始。
And start from regeneration.
这时候是你在上帝面前回转的一个时候。
This is the time for you to return to God.
你如果愿意的时候，你这个时候你就可以接受耶稣基督。
If you are willing, at this very moment, you can receive Christ.
你这时候站起来在上帝面前，虽然别人没有看见，但是上帝会看见。
Now you can stand before all, even though they do not see, but God will see.
你说主耶稣，我愿意接受你。
You say, Oh Jesus, I'm willing to accept you.
我需要你的帮助。
I need your help.
求你把第一次的复活，就是这个重生赐给我。
May you give me the regeneration, the very first resurrection.
让我开始过一个不同的生活。
That I may live a different life.
我不是只是在等这个问题结束。
I'm not just waiting for the problems to be resolved.
而是在困难当中，我们要更认识你。
But in these problems, we'll come to know you more.
谢谢主。
Oh, thanks be to God.
听我们的祷告。
You hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.